There's a new looking piece for somebody who died in 1999. Violette Cadet. Violette, V-I-O-L-E-T-T-E. Cadet, C-A-D-E-T. 1936 to 1999. Somebody's chanting. I don't want to walk in on that. I'm going upstairs. And I'm looking out the window toward one of the more sparsely populated sections of this place. It's such a horrible view. They should have just put stained glass over all the windows. Now I'm upstairs. And there's a big sized niche here. This is the one I want. It's probably very expensive. I mean, I don't want this exact one, but something of this dimension. It would have plenty of room for an urn or whatever. And my wood box. And everything else that I have in mind. There's no music today. Every other time I've been here, they're playing Gregorian chant. Or what seems to be Gregorian chant. There's also no air conditioning. But it's pretty cool out today. This would be a great place to hang out on a hot day. Wow, there's a beautiful urn. I wonder whose this is. It's sparkly. Looks like diamonds. It's not diamonds, but that type of look. I can't even read that last name. Risharam Krasandot. It's actually hard to get good pictures of these things because of the reflection in the glass. That's a really nice looking urn, though. On one of the dating apps that I waste my time with. Saw a woman whose first name was Manhattan. I don't think I've ever encountered anybody named Manhattan before. Or Brooklyn. Brooklyn would be a cool name. There's gotta be people named Brooklyn. Oh, that's another thing I want in mind. There's a little desktop calendar widget that my dad had, and he, every day he changed the date on it, turned it by hand. When I found it, I was clearing out his place, and I found it, and I noticed that he hadn't changed the date for, I think, like 3 or 4 days before he took his own life. Sort of an eerie. Just an eerie window into his decision making, his resoluteness about it. I'm trying to find section 181. I just noticed the numbering on the bottom, like just above the floor. I see 175 and 182, but there's no 181. I guess they just assume that you can figure out how the span works. 75, 76, 77, 80. Wait a minute. 75. Actually, the numbers don't make any sense. I guess, see, some people are in single units, other people are in what look like double units. So I guess the double units count as two. This wall is completely green, with what I take to be a subliminal tree design forest. I like the light fixtures, and I do like the stained glass, though I'd probably find it a little gaudy after a while. Here's the little girl I remember. There's a Barbie doll on her. What do you call these anyway? See, this building has two functions. It's a mausoleum and a columbarium, even though it's only called a mausoleum. The columbarium cabinets are called niches. I'm not sure what you call these slots for the coffins. First time I stepped into one of these places, I thought it was just nothing more than a glorified morgue. Felicia Grace Briffa, 2006-2011. There's a Barbie doll on her, tomb. Over in the corner, there's a big locked section, or there's a gate, which I assume to be locked. I'm not gonna try to open it. And it has, it's for the Romano family, the Gino and Maria Romano and family. Looks to be a lot of room for future interments. There's a little stained glass window back there. These guys look like royalty. And here's the niche for one Sung Tai Lee. 1988 to 2015. Picture of him with a minion toy. On the bottom there's a niche stuffed with children looking things. There's a Mickey Mouse, or actually it's a Minnie Mouse. There's a, I'm not sure what that is. Not Cinderella, but something like that. And there's a crucifix, and there's a photo of an infant, and there's a one of those things that you put in a baby's mouth. I can't remember the name of it now. Name was Brianna I. Meza. Brianna, the letter I, M-E-Z-A. Thinking if I put the wild thing in mine, people are gonna think I died as an infant. Rosemary Malkovich, M-A-L-K-I-E, W-I-C-H, 1959 to 2011. Here's a beautiful smile. Yeah, I've obviously never had kids, or I'd know what that little thing you put in the baby's mouth is. Oh, that's an interesting picture of somebody standing out on a Manhattan street, looks like 1970s. From the Lyons family, L-Y-O-N-S. Oh, and there's a bench here in memory of Rosemary Malkovich, who I mentioned earearlier. Oh, I see now. The two people in the tomb above hers, they all seem to be related. Alessandro Evangelista and Yolanda Evangelista. My guess would be that Yolanda and Rosemary were sisters, but that can't be. They were born 26 years apart. I think I'm gonna go. There's somebody standing nearby who I might be making nervous with my solitary chatter, my litany.